Yes.
Could you grow wheat here?
Oh. Yes, sir. They did, yes. Mm. When I came, you see, it was in middle, going into middle of it. And we had quite a good bit of ploughing.
Did you? Mm. Yes, yes.
And then they used to have a threshing day, and there was a big machine used to come round you to take your turn to have a threshing day.
Mm. And did you all help each other with harvesting?
Not particularly, no. It was hard work, I don't know.
Was it harvested with a machine or with scythes?
At first it was our mowing machine as a thing out to keep swathe back, to throw it swathe back. Well, it served the same purpose.
Oh, yes. Mm. So it sort of collected the thing when it was cut, did it?
Yes, and threw it back.
Yes.
And then, you see, when they got it dry and up in sheaves, and they had to lead it in, and they used to use these threshing floors, you know, the threshing floors, and they had these fly things. There's one at coal house now. And it had a... And they used to breed... To knock wheat out.
I know, it's a flail, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Now then, what sort of foods did you buy in? You had to buy yeast.
Yes, and flour.
And flour.
Lard. Mm. Didn't ever buy butter. No.
Sugar.
Yes, sugar.
Salt.
Yes. Tea and...
Tea. Did you have coffee?
Not much. No.
Any tinned foods?
Not like they did after. Well, in wartime there wasn't any, was there?
No.
You were. No. Well, you had bits of treats.
Yes. The occasional tin of salmon.
Ah, yes, yes.
But. Not as many tinned foods as we do.
No, and I don't think there's as many now because it freezes, but at one time, you see, here, we had to depend a lot on tinned food.
Yes.
Because we hadn't a freezer.
Yes. So you would stock up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get your food from?
From here.
When you were living here, where did you go to shop? Or did people come?
People came.
Yes.
And it was where you were rationed, you see, and part of Billy's family was rationed at Alton Gill. Mm. Alton. It's beside Hellifield.
Oh, I know, Halton East.
Yes.
Is it?
I think so, yes.
That's near Hellifield.
Yes. Mm. And this man used to come every month.
Mm.
And then I was rationed, and some of my family children had Dent, and they brought it over.
Yes. So they would come and just bring what they knew was your family rations.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And then if you wanted anything else, you just had to hope, what would they bring, what they had available?
Oh, yes. You never saw chance of... So, you see, same as bananas coming or anything like that, well, they proportioned them out to the customers. You could be unlucky when you weren't there.
The ones who were near and actually saw them arriving, got them.
Yes.
Yes.
And when it ran out, you see, then that was it.
That was it, So you wouldn't have seen anything like oranges and lemons and things?
No.
Don't think any of us did we?
No.
Can you remember any food prices at all?
No, but I could have shown you. Sometime I could show you some bills, you know.
Could you? That would be very interesting, yes.
But I'd have to look, you see.
Yes. What sort of food did you have for special treats, like Christmas and so on?
Oh, well, we've always had a goose.
Did you? Mm. Yes. Did you grow that yourself?
Oh, yes, reared a goose. Reared geese were selling, like. Mm. Sometimes you had more than others. It just depended how touch had been.
Yes.
It is always a goose.
And was there anything else you could think of that was a special treat?
Well, you had a plum pudding and rum sauce, you see. Honest rum sauce. Didn't take any harm.
Were there any other times of the year, apart from Christmas, that were sort of treat times when you had special food?
Well, harvest time was when you'd finished harvest seemed to be a time to celebrate.
Did it? Yes.
Because you were that thankful that it was in.
Yes. So you had a harvest supper?
Yes.
And did you all go to church to celebrate harvest festival?
Oh, yes. Yes, that was a...
absolutely essential.
Yes.
Did you go to Horton or Chapel of Dale?
Well, when I came here at first, you see, I didn't go to Chapel of Dale. Vicar of Horton had a service at Selside in school.
Yes.
And we used to walk down there.
Did you?
Yes. And then that finished. And it was too far to go to Chapel of Dale walking, you see, no means otherwise. And Vicar of Ingleton came and had services in Ribblehead Station.
Oh, really? Yes.
And that's where we used to go.
So you celebrated particularly harvest as a very important one.
Oh, yes.
Going back to the range, how often did you clean it?
Oh, Saturday morning was a great morning for getting up early. And you had to clean it when it was cold with black lead, you know. You'd always be up before everybody else to get it cleaned and done with to make breakfast.
Yes. So you black leaded the whole lot?
Yes.
And did you have any bits of...